President Obama wants to loosen up trade in the Pacific in a complicated new agreement with a dozen Pacific countries, some you actually might have difficulty finding on a map. The deal is intended to boost or affect in some way 40% of global GDP. Congressional Democrats are not so sure. 14 have signed a letter urging the White House to require stronger labor standards before the trade deal takes effect. There are other criticisms as well. Senator Bob Casey is a Democrat from Pennsylvania, and his name is on that protest letter. What's your problem with this deal, Senator?
Well, number one, it's an agreement that I don't think in the long-term best interest of Pennsylvania will be an agreement that would advance wages. I think it'll have the opposite effect of creating a downward pressure on wages. And I say that because of the history we had in Pennsylvania with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, now some 20 years old. Our state lost, and I think a lot of states lost major or high numbers, I should say, of manufacturing jobs.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and the president have really come to, you know, a disagreement, a very public disagreement about the economics undergirding this agreement. Do you go along with the Senator Warren on this one?
Well, part of that disagreement, I think, isn't just on the larger question of supporting the agreement or not. It's on a debate about what the effect of the agreement would have on Dodd-Frank. I don't know the answer to that. I haven't analyzed the back and forth on that. But I think when it comes to the larger question, I agree with Senator Warren's position that in the long-term interests of the country in terms of wages, this isn't the right way to go. Look, it's a good debate for Democrats to have. Some Democrats, I think, shy away from having debates like this. It's very important because I think the central economic issue of our time, if you believe, as I do, that the middle class has to be our focus in terms of policy, the central issue of our time is wages, why they have not grown at all, really, in the last 40 years. One estimate says that over the last 40 years, from 73 to 13, just a 9% growth in wages after growing 90% after World War II. So something is terribly wrong with wages, and both parties, I think, have to come together to figure out a solution or a resolution of that.
Some economists say the migration of jobs has taken place regardless since World War II, and you describe the statistics there, and that it would be better under this agreement to have some control over that migration of employment overseas rather than just to let it chaotically transform the U.S. economy as it has for the last couple of decades, that this is a better deal. The jobs are going to go there anyway.
Well, that's the argument, of course, and the administration makes the argument this is going to be markedly or significantly better than NAFTA. If this were simply a case of the history in our state with NAFTA, that would be enough. But when you look at the more recent agreements, say the agreement with South Korea, only in effect a couple of years, we were supposed to have a trade surplus or at least heading in that direction. It's heading the opposite direction. $12 billion of imports by our country to just $1 billion going the other way to their country. So these agreements, I think over the long term, never seem to get to the point of having the playing field leveled by strong labor standards, strong environmental protections. The nations in this agreement, the 11, almost all of them, I think, I guess 8 of 11, have lower minimum wages than we do. So it seems to be over and over again that we get into these agreements with countries and it's a race to the bottom on wages. And I wouldn't argue, as your question premised, that the last 40 years of terrible wage growth is attributable solely to trade. But we should have trade agreements where we have very, very strong labor standards, environmental standards, IP standards, and others that protect our workers. And they're not negotiable. They're not up for discussion. They are bedrock, and then you can negotiate from there. But it seems like we always start with negotiating and then trying to shoehorn in or cram in later better labor protections. But I know it's a basic disagreement within our party, and we'll have an important debate about it and see what happens not only in the vote, but see what happens 10 years from now.
Senator Casey, what's your view on Fast Track, the Fast Track authority for the president on this, TPP?
Well, I understand the argument that you should give a president negotiating room just as you would in foreign policy or other scenarios, but I'm very concerned about the agreement itself, and I'm also very concerned that on some of these basic issues, we're going to be, as members of Congress, giving away too much oversight. And I think because of the nature of this agreement and because of the nature of the lack of oversight in the role that Congress can play, I was not supportive of the Trade Promotion Authority in the Finance Committee when I voted 2 weeks ago, and I will not be supportive in the days ahead as we have votes on Trade Promotion Authority.
Senator Bob Casey, Democrat from Pennsylvania, thanks so much.
John, thank you.